All right. Well, literally nothing. Okay, so what's happening, everyone? It's 1 a.m. on a Friday morning. You're back for another installation of the Silica Gel Slop Hour. And just like the last 2 weeks, Andreas is also here.
Hi.
What's happening? It's great to be back in the stew.
Yeah, same.
In the stew. I love saying the stew.
In the stew.
How's it been?
It's been all right, I guess.
That's good.
Since the last show, I went to see Magdalena Bay, which was a lot of fun.
Everyone's been raving about that.
It was great. It was incredible.
Should have gone. I should have bought tickets before.
For real.
Before it was too late. So I'm stalling here for a bit while I log into the Spinatron. So do you have anything you want to share with the lovely Silica Gel Slop Hour community?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Babytron the goat.
Babytron is the goat. That's true.
I'm trying to think of music related news. The Donda 2 listening party.
Donda 2, abysmal.
Oh my god.
I hated it so much.
It was doo-doo fart.
Terrible. I can't even describe the pure negative feelings.
Low-key, the one with Baby Keem and Migos was great, though.
I remember.
That one was kind of a banger.
The Migos was a...
That was so funny.
And seeing them just come out.
Just hearing their ad-libs during the Kanye part, it was like, hey! I was like, no!
What about... I really love the fucking... Not even 2 minutes. But
it's okay, we'll bounce back.
Yeah. The like the 504 in off the midverse. There's like four bars behind.
He was fighting for his life on that one.
He didn't even stop to catch up. He just like got amazing.
The tech people. They kinda messed up.
All losing their jobs. Okay. So I guess my first pick is somewhat contemporary. It's in music-related news. It's a reissue. They finally reissued the second best Daft Punk album, Homework. Finally, this is a great moment for me. I've been wanting this forever. And they're finally doing it. So, joyous occasion. And I'm celebrating by playing a Daft Punk song from Homework, Revolution 909.
Ooh,
so, we're going to hear it. Enjoy, everybody. Oh, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I forgot to do that.
Yes, sir.
Gotta do it. Let's go. All right. The Revolution 909 Daft Punk.
That's... What's going on here?
There is... Okay, wait. The aux.
Yeah, try aux one.
Do we hear? Oh, they gave us the. They're. Last guy sabotaged us. Last guy sabotaged.
Come
okay.
on, Spencer.
Revolution 909. Daft Punk starting. Now.
Thank you.
on the phone too.
I'm so used to like that transition. It's so weird to just end it right there without playing the whole album.
Yeah, that's messed up.
It is messed up, but I'm gonna have to do it. What a song.
Incredible.
What an album. Every song on that album is amazing. I hear a lot of homework haters because they don't get it.
Mm.
They don't get that this is what actual house is.
This is real house.
Discovery's in Discovery's fake house. This is real.
None of that French house crap.
No, this is real French house. This is that Parisian house. The Discovery got diluted. My snobby house. I'm not. Anyways. Next, we got a little Fishman's classic. You ever rocking with Fishman's? You ever listened to Fishman's?
I don't think I have. Maybe a little snippet, but
they're that Japanese band. They started as like this like dub reggae band, but then they like went into like dream pop, but still keeping like a reggae dream pop. And when you got to the end of it, top 10 bands of all time for me.
Dang,
it's one of my favorite tracks. Weather Report from their, I think, last studio album they did. So this is a full dream pop. Still got that reggae bass in there. And it's a long song, but it's a great one, and I love it, and I want to play it on the airwaves. So
nice. Excited to listen to it.
Let's get it. Weather Report by Fishman's. Ooh, 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 ooh. Not good, not good, not good. There we go. Perfect.
Thank you.
That was great.
That's how you write like a song. That's how you write a song. Perfect track from a perfect album. As the kids say. That's what the kids say whenever they
do they?
Yeah, whenever they listen to a song they like, they go, this is a perfect track from a perfect album.
Damn.
That's how it works. I'm hip with the youth. I get what's happening.
You definitely are tapped in. I will say that.
I could be someone's like social media manager.
Honestly.
that's my goal right now. That's my path. Become some 70-year-old billionaire social media manager.
And then just make like a post that makes them seem like really like tapped in.
We're gonna make landlords look cool. We're gonna make a look.
If anyone can do that, it's you.
We're gonna make landlords look cool. We're gonna make low density urban planning look cool. We're gonna make Phoenix and Houston the two hottest cities in America. Watch me.
It's gonna happen.
All right, next we got a Bowie classic, a song from I think the second best Bowie album. A lot of people will disagree with me on that, but I think that's the case. We got Joe the Lion by David Bowie off his 1977 classic Heroes. It's a great song. A little Bowie deep cut. I don't think you can say Bowie songs are deep cuts because like everyone knows every David Bowie album. But this is a relative deep cut because you never hear it on the classic rock radios and whatnot.
Mm.
So I love the song. I think it's great. Joe the Lion by David Bowie. Have you listened to much David
Bowie? No, not at all.
David Bowie is like what kind of got me into music, kind of. David Bowie and Death Grips, discovering them concurrently at the same time. I really owe a lot. So this is Joe the Lion by David Bowie. We're getting into it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Thank you. what we think about
that. That was cool. I like that.
I think that's a wonderful tune.
It is indeed.
People got to get back into calling things wonderful, calling things whimsical, calling things joyous. That's what we've lost.
Honestly,
as a society. What else is? Okay, well, there's a struggle. I'm struggling figuring out how to log the next song, because the reason I'm not entirely topical, but you know, with the current news happening right now, you know, with the Russia and whatnot, it made me think of the Russian language, you know.
What about it?
People speaking in Russian in the news, so I wanted the song by the best Russian band of all time.
What is the best Russian band of all time?
Kino. They were a Soviet post-punk band from the 80s. Mm. Lead singer tragically died at the age of 27 in 1990, I think. And this is one of their most classic songs. I can't say the title because I don't speak Russian. I don't even know how to read the title because I don't read Cyrillic. But this is one of their classics. Trust me.
Alright, I'll trust you on this one. To hear it. I'll take your word
for it. And it's probably singing about, like, peace or something, or, like, we gotta stop the fighting, which is what I imagine, which I hope to say, because we really gotta stop the fighting.
Right.
Russia, knock it off.
No more war.
No more war. I really should be playing John Lennon Imagine right
now. You should be playing that new Lil B song, Pushing Peace. Oh, my God. Have you heard it?
Yeah. Pushing peace.
I'm pushing peace. Russia, no more war.
Knock it off. I'm adding Russia on Twitter right now. Knock it off. That's how you... Anyways. Kino track. 1987 track by Kino. We're getting into it right now. Let's get it. Swag.
Swag. Swag, swag.
Swag. Is it playing? Oh, I right clicked. Swag.
Swag.
You know, I think tomorrow morning, if it's not too snowy, I think I'm gonna go to the nearest Starbucks. I don't think there's gonna be a Starbucks open. I don't think the Starbucks in Ho Tung's gonna be open, so I'm gonna have to find another Starbucks.
You mean the Cum Center?
Yeah. Oh, the Cum Center. Yeah. Yeah. And in the morning, I'm gonna have to go to Starbucks to get some coffee. But I think if I go to the Starbucks, and there ain't a girl in the Starbucks, I don't think I'm gonna buy no damn coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Ain't no girl there.
That little B influence rubbing off.
Yes, I forgot something, but I'm going to amend that. It's cool, though. We'll go into the next track. That's unfortunate that I forgot about that.
About what?
We'll see later in the show.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I've been getting into some Zamrock in the past week.
What is Zamrock?
It's like this it was this genre of like psychedelic rock that started in Zambia.
In Zambia.
Dang. In the '70s, because a bunch of dudes in Zambia started listening to like, you know, like American and British rock music, and they were like, "Hey, yo, let's do this." And then the Zambian government gave them all a bunch of money. If you make Zambian rock music, we'll support you. And they're like, "Cool."
That so sounds incredible.
A bunch of banger classic records came out. And right, we're now up next now, we're getting Color My Friend by Amanaz.
Nice.
Great band, great song, great little movement. Lovely. We're going to start it. Let's go.
Thank you.
On a daily basis, I'm on fucking fire. My every minute is booked for 18 hours a day and I'm fast. Let me take a step back. In a macro, I'm very patient. I'm gonna always care about my reputation and my name and how I'm viewed in history, so you have to be thoughtful and patient. Building something meaningful, a relationship, a business, it takes 10, 20, 30 years. Too many of you are being passive daily, but judging yourselves by the years. I'm the reverse. I'm judging myself every minute here right now, every second hyper, but I'm patient at the macro, which makes me happy. Daily speed, yearly patience. There's something here, my friends, that I'm trying to pass to you.
Okay, on the air, we have a caller.
I guess it doesn't matter that much.
It doesn't matter.
Here, my friends. I'm trying to pass to you.
We have a caller.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello, people of Mudford.
Okay, on the air. We have a caller.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh.
That's echoing through.
Is that not working at all?
It's
no, it's working.
I hear my voice on the air. Yeah. It's fine.
Are we going to have to abort mission?
Hold on. Wait. Let's get another mic on. Where's mic 4? So I think it's because. Actually, no, I don't think it's.
Yeah, you could figure out how to, like, actually do it.
I could, because I'm supposed to know how to do that, but.
Like, I'm getting trained specifically to learn that.
I'll go into the next song, and we can figure it out in the interim.
Wonderful. So.
That's great. Okay.
You know, at least the song's good, right, listeners?
Yeah.
Of course.
We all agree. Anyways. What?
Does he have the stream pulled up?
I think
somewhere?
He does, because it's echoing.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to fix this real quick. Go into the next song.
My bad.
That's cool. I'll hang up. Call the station. We'll get this amended.
Yeah.
All right. I'll introduce the next song. So, y'all rocking with Talking Heads?
I guess.
Y'all rocking with Brian Eno?
I know the Tufts community at large probably is.
Absolutely.
And definitely Melisma Magazine. I know that for a fact.
This is a collab album between Brian Eno and David Byrne of Talking Heads.
Mm.
My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. It's a wonderful album. One of the first sample-based albums ever. Really crazy on that front.
Wait, when did it come out?
1981, I think.
Mm.
Great track. So I'm gonna play it right now, and we're gonna enjoy it, hopefully.
Excited. I like sample-based music a lot.
It's great. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get it. Swag.
Swag.
What he said, he said, I'm sorry, I committed a sin, I made a mistake, I asked for first time whether to forgive me, please forgive me, because I committed a sin, he said, I'm here,
yes, I have some working crack cocaine. But no, do I? Am I an addict? No. Have I tried it? Probably one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago. I answered the question.
You ask the question properly, I'll answer. Yes, I've made mistakes. All I can do now is apologize and move on. I don't know what else. Okay, can I just... All I can say is I've made mistakes. And you guys kept referring to alcohol. There's a couple isolated incidents. There's been times when I've been in a drunken stupor. That's why I want to see the tape. I want everyone in the city to see this tape. I don't even recall there being a tape in a video, and I know that, so I want to see the state that I was in. But that's exactly it. I don't know what else I can say here, okay? So I wasn't lying. You didn't ask the correct questions. No, I'm not an addict. And no, I do not do drugs. I made mistakes in the past, and all I can do is apologize. But it is what it is, and I can't change the past. And I can apologize to my family, my friends, my colleagues, and the people of this great city. I can't change anything. So, I told you, probably seen him around about a year ago, but I don't know exactly. That's why I want to see him. I don't even remember after some of the stuff that you guys see me, the state of it in, it's a problem. So, I've made mistakes.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak that says that I want to eat her pussy. Olivia Gondak, I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home.
Yes, I made mistakes.
What do we think of that?
Incredible.
That's the song from the album. That's the song that came off the album. I didn't edit that.
Of course not.
No, I wouldn't do that. Anyways. What do we have next? All right, so what do we think of the song Mea Culpa by Brian Eno and David Byrne?
That was nice. That was quite pleasant.
Nice little... I think it's a little sufficiently quirked up.
It is quite quirked up.
I hate not being able to use the term quirked up anymore.
Why not? The meme.
The memes made it lame now. Like, I said that all the time. And maybe that was me being lame, and that's probably it.
No, that was quirked up for the time.
It was cool to say quirked up. It was funny. It was quirky, even. It's goofy. No, I can't do it, because it's too popular. It's gone normcore. It's gone mainstream.
All right, that is true.
This next song needs no introduction, so I'm not going to even attempt to introduce it. I can't speak. We're just going to listen to it. You can recognize it immediately. It's a great song, amazing song. If you don't recognize the song immediately, there's something wrong with you.
Well, I'm scared now.
Get your head checked. We're going to hear it right now. Let's go.
Yo. MF Doom.
Mr. Fantastic. Villain.
What up, nigga?
Hey, nothing. What's the word?
It's cracking, boy.
Same old shit, kid.
Man. Rap snitches, man. Shit is bugged out, man. What the fuck, man?
You telling me?
Niggas running their mouth. Talk. Telling anything. Critical. rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Tight profile, low, like A and paid in full. Attract heavy cash, cut the game centrifugal. Mr. Fantastic, long throw like elastic. All my life with twin Glocks that's made out of plastic. Can stand up brown nosing nigga, fake ass bastard. Admiring my style, tall bust through Manhattan. Plotting, playing the quickest. My flow's the sickest, my hoes be the thickest. My dro, the stickiest. Street nigga, stamped and bona fide. When beef jump, niggas come get me cause they know I ride. True to the ski mask, New York's my origin. Play a fake gangster like an old accordion. According to him, when the D's rushed in, complication from the wild, testimony was thin. Caused his man to go up north, the boy hit him again. Lame rap snitch, nigga even told on the Mexican. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years.
True, there's rules to this shit. Fools didn't care. Everybody wanna rule the world with tears for fear. Yeah, yeah, tell them, tell it on the mountain hill. Running up their mouth bill. Everybody doubting still. Informer, keep it up and get tested. Pop through your bubble vest or double breasted. He keep a lab down south in the Little Beast. So much heat, you would've thought it was the Middle East. A little grease always keeps the wheels a spinning. Like sitting on 23s to get the squealers grinning. Hitting on many trees, feel real linen. Spitting on enemies, get the steel for 10 men. With no brains but gum flap. He said his gun clap, then he fled after one slap. Son, shut the trap, save it for the bitches. Delicious rap snitch conditions.
Know what I'm saying? It's terrible. Crazy, man. I'm just analyzing this whole game. It's just bugged out, man. Niggas snitching, telling on their own self.
It's a horror.
Fuck around. Don't get anybody bag, man.
Atrocity.
Fuck around. Get your mama bag, man. You know your grandma used to be bootlegging, fake hustling, nigga.
Okay, you know what? We're just that screwed it up. We're just gonna go straight into the next song.
All
right. Everyone knows Rap Snitch. We don't gotta talk about Rap Snitch.
Nah. Just,
everyone knows
it's a classic.
It. Classic. You should know it. All right. Next song. Not even gonna introduce this one either. Let's see if any Brasileiros out there.
Brazil.
Brazil. All right. Let's get it.
Astronauta libertado, minha vida me ultrapassa em qualquer rota que eu faça. Dei um grito no escuro, sou parceiro do futuro na reluzente galáxia.
Eu quase posso falar a minha vida que grita,
emprenhe e se reproduz
na velocidade da luz.
A cor do céu me compõe, o mar azul me dissolve,
a equação me propõe, computador me resolve.
Astronauta libertado, minha vida me ultrapassa em qualquer rota que eu faça. No escuro, sou parceiro no futuro, na reluzente galáxia.
A meia velocidade, já sei com sete letras.
Por filho, cor e espaço, não me tenho nem me faço.
A rota do anis, calculo o tempo que passo.
Minha dor é cicatriz, minha morte não me quis.
Thank you. eu nasci sem ter idade. Sou casado, sou solteiro, sou baiano estrangeiro. Meu sangue é de gasolina, correndo não tenho mágoa. Meu peixe é de sal de fruta, fervendo no copo d'água.
Dá-lhe canoba, né?
Vai, vai, de idade, vai.
Astronauta libertado, minha vida me ultrapassa em qualquer bata que eu faça. Dei um grito no escuro, sou parceiro do
music.
Music.
What do we think of Mutantes?
That was fine and dandy.
See? This is the language. This is the language you gotta start adopting.
Fine. We need to make this a social movement.
It's a social movement.
Yeah.
Return to tradition. It's
a new wave.
Return to tradition, but not in like a weird way. And like, yeah. Like a cool, quirky way. We gotta redo the return to tradition for like the late 2000s hipster return. Like that, like... Dudes wearing bow ties with those mustaches, like suspenders and shit. Absolutely zero drip whatsoever. Looks fucking horrible. But, yeah, funny.
I forgot about that.
We gotta bring back Twee.
that was like a thing on like Instagram and TikTok for a little bit. I didn't really get it.
They're talking about like fake Twee, like Zooey Deschanel tweet. We have a bit of time left, and I'm just genuinely curious. This isn't a song. I'm just genuinely curious. I can't speak. Genuinely curious about how this is going to sound in the on the WMFO speaker, so I'm going to play it. Hopefully you'll recognize it. I'm going to keep my mic on.
Y'all niggas, bro, y'all better turn y'all speakers down, bro. I don't give no fuck, bro. I don't care if the music loud, nigga. I'm not your daddy, nigga. Turn your speakers down, pussy nigga. Y'all stop complaining like some hoes.
Really?
Fuck
wrong show. One of the best. The whole time he's like deep throating a blunt.
Soulja Boy, the first rapper.
The first rapper
to ever do it.
First rapper to have the first rapper to get Twitch, the first rapper to recognize the People's Republic of however you pronounce it.
Oh, was it? I know exactly what you're talking
you
about.
See that?
I did.
That's a great pick. I love that pick.
Wait, I'm looking it up right now.
All right, so. While you look that up, I think we're going to wind things out with our last track. I think this cuts us off nice and evenly, nice and nicely. A song from one of my favorite albums of all time. One of my favorite songs from this favorite album. The track is Bonnie by Prefab Sprout off their 1985 masterpiece, Steve McQueen. I love this song. I think it's a great way to wind it down. Sorry.
The Nesk.
Yeah, the
Donetsk.
Soldier Boy recognizing.
That's so based.
We shouldn't joke about these complicated issues. That
yeah. We should leave that to Lil B. he's the only one that can comment on it.
We should leave that to Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. All
right. So, last track, Bonnie by Prefab Sprout. It's been lovely.
Another, it has been. It's been a pleasure.
Another lovely
Thank
show.
You for having me on.
It's always great. It's always a joy. Tune in next week. yeah, yeah. Tune in next week. It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be cool. It'll be swag, sick, whatever. Final track, Planning It Out, Bonnie Prefab Sprout, masterpiece, one of my favorites. Hope you enjoy it as much as me. Goodbye, and I hope to hear from you all next week. See ya.
All right, see y'all.
Spend the days with my vanity. I'm lost in heaven and I'm lost to earth. Didn't give you minutes, not even moments. All my life in a tower of form. Shaded feelings, I don't believe you. When you were there before my eyes. No one planned it, took it for granted. I count the hours since you slipped away. The hours that I lie awake, I count the minutes and the seconds too. All I stole and I took from you. But Barley don't live at home. Barley don't live at home. Words don't hold you. Broken soldiers.